Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Have you experienced the goodness of God's word? What it's done in your life? And that's what it's saying. They've tasted the good word of God. Even though they didn't have, I understand, they didn't have a King James Bible. Paul didn't have a King James Bible. I understand all that. But the scripture that they had, they tasted of the word of God. And it was good. And they enjoyed it. Well, look at this. And the powers of the world to come. Again, these are believers who'd been saved. They've tasted these things. They were enlightened. They had the they tasted the heavenly gift. What is the heavenly gift? I didn't even talk about what's the heavenly gift. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. And that's the heavenly gift. They had received, they had tasted that heavenly gift. They'd received it, experienced it. They tasted the powers of, and the good word of God, and then the powers of the world to come. What does that mean? Of the powers of the world to come? The future, what literally he's talking about is they knew about God's supernatural powers in their life. The writer describes those who experienced God's power in their life. He's not talking about the future and worse. That power that's out there in the future is present with us today. And it's talking about here that and the powers of the world to come, they have experienced that in their life. Have you experienced God's power in your life? God's done some wonderful things in your life. I'm looking at Catherine back there. A year ago, you would not believe Catherine had been sitting here. But God healed Catherine. He used doctors and other, but Catherine, it was God that done that. She has experienced the power of God in her life. And you could say the same thing, where it's not just sickness or health, but family issues. God's healed some things. He's healed families together. We go on and on, but you've experienced the power of God in your life. So these are people who've been saved. But because of the persecution and things that had happened back, you know, some 2,000 years ago when this was written, they went back to Judaism. Remember look at verse number 1. Chapter number 6. Let us go on. Let us go on. They went back. We call it reversionism. Look in verse number 6. If they shall fall away. Again, I believe it's talking about believers. That they fall away. Now the word fall, the phrase fall away is a Greek word. And I can say this because Danny and Doug are not here. Temple's not here. I'll try to pronounce it. Parapipto. Not Pepto-Bismol, parapipto. Okay? I'm glad we don't speak Greek. Parapipto. Okay? It literally means to fall alongside of. To fall alongside of. It's not the word apostasia. We know what the word apostasy is. It literally means to fall away. He could have used the word apostasia. He didn't use that word in the Greek. We don't have a Greek New Testament. It's translated properly to fall away. It means to fall alongside of. Okay? They didn't fall away into apostasy, so to speak, and lose their salvation is what it's talking about here. It literally means to completely abandon the faith. They fall away. They completely abandon Christianity, the things of Christ, and went back to Judaism. He says, if they do that, and we call, again, reversionism, they went back to the temple worship system. If they do that, now here's the key. This is the problem right here that people have. Remember, it started, it's impossible. And then it brings them down to renew themselves again unto repentance. It's impossible to renew themselves again unto repentance. In other words, they went back to the temple and they're not coming back here. But preacher, what about 1 John 1:9? I know what 1 John 1:9 says. You could quote it. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all. And what does the word all mean?
Everything.
Okay. Here's the key, though. You have to confess. If you don't confess, if you don't repent, you're not forgiven. And we're not talking about salvation. Are you with me? Now, I'm going to say something that most people would think I'm a heretic, but it's so help me. Okay? When you're saved, all of your sins are not for in the future sins. Your past and present, when you call upon the name Lord, you are robed in the righteousness of God. But you know you're still a sinner. And when we sin, we still need to confess our sins. If we don't confess our sins, then we're not forgiven of those sins. On the way to heaven? Absolutely. No doubt. But we don't lose our salvation. But I hear preachers all the time saying, all your sins are under the blood, past, present, and future. I know what they're saying is theologically wrong. You must confess your sins. Are y'all following? I don't say you have to agree with me, but you've been wrong before. That's why 1 John 1:9 is there. If we confess it. What if we don't? Well, you're still going to heaven. But we stand at the bema seat, the judgment seat of Christ. And okay, let me go on from here. It's not that they could not, but they would not. They will not. That's the difference. They're back in that religious system, and they will not come back. Not that they could not. There's a huge difference. Remember, Jesus is weeping over Jerusalem. He said, Jerusalem, you know, that as a mother hen would gather his chicks under your wing, under the wing, that you would come to me. And then he says, he didn't say, but you would not. He didn't say they could not. He said, but you would not come. And this is what Paul is saying. They're not coming back. Okay. They made their choice. They're not. Let us go on. Let us move on ahead. All right. Remember when John the Baptist preached repentance to the people in Luke 3:8, bring forth therefore fruits worthy of repentance. He was referring to the evidence of repentance, a change of direction in your life and the way you're living. Many of the Hebrew believers were returning to the temple sacrifice at that time, and Paul was warning of the danger of that. They're going back. It's not that God prohibits their repentance. It's because they don't want to repent. Because of the persecution and things that they were facing. You know, with Christ, you're going to have tribulation and difficulties. And some people, well, we're going to go back here. Okay. So don't get confused here. It's not that they could not. It's that they would not come back. And Paul understood that. Okay. It's not that God prohibits their repentance. It's because they don't want to. Now, remember from the beginning of our study, they started drifting from the word. Remember that was a slow thing, Hebrews 2:1. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we've heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. Remember, backsliding doesn't happen overnight. You just don't wake up Monday morning after going to church Sunday and say, I think I'm going to backslide and get out of God's will. It don't happen that way. What happened is slowly by slowly. And before you know it, you're so far away. Wow, what happened? God didn't move, you moved. That's what it means. You begin to drift. And then after you drift, if you don't get back to where you need to be, the next thing, you begin to doubt God's word. Remember, we spent a lot of time in chapter number 3, verse number 12, where it says, but exhort one another daily, which is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. They begin to doubt.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.